Good morning. Court Radio is now in session. Call 215-227-2727. When you've got legal questions, we've got the answers. This is Court Radio. And now here's your host, Dean Weitzman.
Well, not quite. I'm Manuel Glenn. Dean Weitzman has yet to get in. The classic joint, yours truly, on middays and on the weekends, along with the firm. We're sitting in for Dean until he gets here. He apparently, and I don't know the whole story, stuck in traffic, stuck for some reason. But this morning, you have the firm. We're firmly in place on this December 2nd. The holidays are upon us. Christmas time is here. What in the GAC network is going on?
You watch GAC? I did that
just for you, girl.
Because I know they changed your names a couple times. So it's the Great American
Christmas,
and it was the Great American.
You know what they're floating around with? Great American Christian. They can't get away with that, though.
Right.
They can't say
and
Christian.
You know the drama is that guy used to be over at Hallmark.
Is that what it is?
So the head of GAC.
This is your world. Go.
Just super quick, guys. So the head of GAC, I forgot his name, used to be over at Hallmark. And Hallmark aired a commercial either last Christmas or the Christmas before that was very upsetting to the Christians.
Oh, dear God.
Yes. And he got fired. And so he went over and he snatched like half of the actors and actresses. So he has like Candace Cameron Bure. Yes.
And then, how dare he?
And then if you're a Hallmark watcher, you know traditionally they're the two women with the black hair that have been there forever. I can't remember their names right this very second.
Well, Lacey Chabert.
Look at you.
Hey.
So it's Lacey Chabert and it's another one. And the one who we grew up watching on TV, I think she used to be on the Wonder Years. Well, anyway.
Danica McKellar.
So he took Danica McKellar and Lacey Chabert stayed at Hallmark. So, yes, it's quite the Christmas.
I know I sound so Alan Alderish to some generational folks.
No, I love that you know this.
I have to know pop culture because of the job I do. I got to know stuff about stuff. That's what you do when you've been in quarantine for a while, by the way. You get caught up on stuff, the good, the bad, the ugly, the ratchetness, all of it. I'm caught up, trust me, plus researching all the goings-on geopolitically in the world, the whole drama with Hamas and Palestine and the Jews and the stuff going on college campuses. Let me just say this. When you are young, you really are dumb. You don't know stuff.
And it's a beautiful, dumb place to be because it's so peaceful.
God.
It is bliss.
It is bliss.
Yes.
Nothing beats experience. This GPS Waze generation, as opposed to those of us who know how to read a map or just look for landmarks, it's different. It's different. I'm going to go over quick, like you just did. Hold on. Give me my rant. Every day I drive the exact same route to work. 76, what I call the gauntlet of chaos, from South Philadelphia to get to the end of Vine Street to Girard Avenue on 76. Every single day. I could do it with my eyes closed. I know the traffic patterns, the landmarks, the merges, everything. I watch these drivers make every stupid mistake in the world. When I couldn't drive, I was in Ubers and Lyfts. You can easily tell who's from Philly and who's not when it's your Uber or Lyft driver. Anybody that sticks to that damn GPS is not from Philly. They panic when they shouldn't panic. Oh, it's going to be a bunch of traffic. There won't be a bunch of traffic. I'll be able to get through. They know when to merge. They clueless, this generation of GPSs. Old heads like me know the back roads, the back routes, the telltale signs. I know once I get through the gauntlet, I'm good. I don't panic. That's wisdom. That's experience from doing it day in, day out, 24 hours a day, 7. That means something. Now you got a bunch of new up-and-comers who, because of TikTok terrorism, think they know everything about everything and don't know a darn thing. And they won't listen to the people who do. For some reason in this country, unless it comes well packaged like Gavin Newsom, you don't want to talk to listen to anybody old. Gavin Newsom, you like the segue, don't you? Is the younger, vibrant Joe Biden. Everybody's been wanting to run for 15 years. He keeps saying no. There was a debate. Did anyone see it? Between Newsom and DeSantis.
No.
I'll sum this up quickly. Back to experience. We of a certain generation love the movie The Godfather for little pearls of wisdom like keep your friends close and your enemies closer and think like your enemies think. What I saw the other night watching this debate, one side sees Gavin Newsom, as I just described him, as you like, because you said you're a Gavin Newsom fan.
Yes.
I get that. I understand it because I know you. I know where you're from. I know who you are. When I think about the other side, What you see is a tall, good-looking, smart, intellectual, vibrant, motivational, inspiring man. They see Slick Willie from Salesman City, who's going to try to sell them encyclopedias and wind up in the barn with their daughter. That's who they see. When they see Ron DeSantis, some folks may see a bigoted, racist, authoritarian dictator, back to the old days, repeal laws, fake in Miami. Other folks see their kids' softball, soccer, or t-ball coach. He speaks to that group. And you have to understand where these groups are coming from before we all make our emotional political decisions. The one thing I heard that night, which is true, it's supposed to be a takedown move. One thing for certain, Ron, admit, neither one of us will be the Republican nominee for president in 2024. You're 41 points behind Donald Trump. And that's real. And what I don't understand, I'm going to end with this. This selective memory that we choose to have as it relates to him boggles my mind. What in the George Santos are you people thinking? Did you forget the 4 years of demonstrations? Did you forget the Muslim ban? Are you suddenly Palestinian lovers who suddenly want to side with Trump? Have you lost your minds? You need folks old like me to remind you of what you clearly are forgetting. How much time we got?
They don't want to listen to old folks.
Nah, what do we know? Yeah. We've only been down this road a million times, and you're just using GPS.
Yeah, they don't want to listen to old folks. They don't want to listen to wisdom. They don't even want to listen to logic. You know, but, you know, the problem is people, when it comes down to, you know, and then, you know, just going with, you know, the choice between, or the eventual choice, it looks like, between Biden and Trump, everybody's thinking with their pocketbooks, and their pocketbooks are not looking good right now.
Which leads me to the Democrats in this town, who for the first time ever, I'm sorry, Sarah, you pointed.
I was going to say that I feel like everybody missed this day of government class, that the first 4 years of presidency is not the current president's work.
No, it's not.
So the reason Trump looked so good his first 4 years is he was living off the back of Barack Obama.
That's right.
The reason Biden's first 4 years looks so bad is he is living off the back of Donald Trump. And that is how our political system is designed on purpose, so that things will continue and you won't have a new president and then the whole country stops. Things have to continue moving. So everybody's looking at how bad things are now. That's y'all boy, Donald Trump stuff.
But I don't want to hear that, because you're tuned into this network vacuum that and this filter space that you pay to hear. Inconvenient truths bother you, but it's the truth. Both sides aren't perfect. My God, Biden had to clean up a hell of a mess. Tactic, what do we always say? An executive is good until what? Everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth, right?
Right.
Donald Trump got punched in the mouth by COVID, and look how he handled it. That alone, aside from all the other chaos, everyone since has told you, folks who worked with him, who were right there with him, have told you the man is unfit. He should have never been president.
But like
if not
said,
for those guardrails, this country would have exploded. What are you people thinking?
But you know, he's 40% ahead of the next challenger in the polls.
Because people pay to hear what they want to hear. They subscribe to Newsmax, which I've seen our boy who was on the Philadelphia local news, who's now on Newsmax. Why? Get the paycheck, a bigger paycheck. What's that good-looking dude always in shape, Matt somebody? He's over at Newsmax now. I know he doesn't believe that nonsense, but that check, those zeros look really, really good. There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
So let me finish with this. I've been around for 62 years. And this is the first time in my lifetime Philadelphia looks like Atlanta of the East. This is the first time everybody and everything is new. The mayor is new and a black woman. The police commissioner is going to be new and a black man. The council president is going to be new. He's a black man. Black folks are in charge of every single facet of government right now. That has never happened. Most of the folks are new. I've heard folks complain about this day forever. The day has come. So to follow up on you, Tactic. Democrats, here's your solution. People don't just have to hear about things being better. People have to feel that things are being better. You may not always remember what a person said, but you'll never forget how a person made you feel. Maya Angelou. Ladies and gentlemen, Dean Weitzman.
The one and only. Well, welcome to Court Radio.
Re-welcome to Court Radio.
Good to see you, Dean.
Folks, I got a question for you. Do you think you go to trial when your case comes up to percolates up to the top of the list? The answer is maybe you do and maybe you don't. Nowadays, mediation is so common on litigation cases.
Mediation.
This is where the parties agree to have their case heard by a third party, an independent third party who studies the facts of the case and assists the parties in bringing their resolution, bringing their dispute to a resolution. We had a mediation yesterday against Lyft.
The company.
The company Lyft, okay. Yeah. I represent a young lady who at 17, 18 years of age was a passenger in a Lyft vehicle. When she was dropped off at her location,
she told us about this.
She was dropped off alongside a parked vehicle. The Lyft vehicle was double parked in the roadway. She got out of the vehicle and was struck by a third party going down the street, down Spruce Street, at a high rate of speed, and she sustained catastrophic injuries to both of her legs were broken. She required surgery. She required pins and plates in both legs. She's got nerve damage. She has a difficulty walking now. She can't stand for too long.
Her quality of life has changed substantially.
She dreamed of being a pediatric nurse.
Right.
That was a traveling pediatric nurse, would go out to her clients' homes around Philadelphia and around the world.
My daughter's mother did that.
Okay. And it's a very well-paying job, six-figure job. She now can only do a desk job. She no longer has the ability to do heavy weight transfers from a bed, which nurses oftentimes have to do. And so there are substantial damages. We go to the mediation in an effort to try to resolve the matter amicably between Lyft and her. The Lyft offer before a mediation was a whopping $50,000. And now there is a factual dispute. Their Lyft driver claims he parked along the curb and that she left the vehicle from the driver's side by her own desires and decisions. That factual dispute is hotly contested because she has a passenger in the vehicle who claims that the Lyft driver was parked so close to the parked car, he was not curbside, that she was unable to exit the vehicle. In fact, they are much different women or children. My client is over 6 feet tall and a heavy girl, and she physically could not exit the vehicle because it was so close to that parked car.
Gotcha.
And so we have a demand of $1 million. That is the entirety of the Lyft policy. Not to say that her case is worth $1 million. It's worth more than $1 million for these injuries.
They've changed her quality of life, where she was going to make a great life with her.
She'll sustain in the course of her lifetime probably close to, if not more than, $1 million in wage loss from the differential from what she can do now as opposed to what she wanted to do and was planning to do before. Then there's the pain and suffering. Then there's the past medical expenses. Then there's the future medical expenses. So we in a good faith effort to try to resolve the matter, we go to this mediation, and they cap out at $250,000 and refuse to go a penny higher. And the mediation fizzled out. And so in this instance, the mediation was unsuccessful, but we attempted to resolve it in that fashion. And it's not going to happen. We're going to go to trial on this case sometime early next year. Wow. But I bring this up to say to our listeners, mediations happen, and sometimes they are successful, but it's a very common procedure that occurs between when you file your lawsuit and when you actually get to court. Folks, if you've had any experience with mediations, good, bad, or indifferent, give us a call at 215-227-2727, the number for all things legal in Philly. Also, I have to remind our listeners that next Saturday is a live court radio show kicking off at 9 a.m. to next Saturday morning right here at the studio. We have a gorgeous, huge studio where a listening audience can be seated. We want to take your live questions, but more importantly, you get to meet me. Not only that, absolutely, you get to meet the firm.
Amen.
You're going to get to meet Sawley Langsome.
Ooh.
Better call Saul, going to be in the room.
Yes. Mm. The geriatric specialist in, you know, in Philadelphia like no other.
Geritol knows it all.
And
that's a throwback phrase. Sorry.
And
I'm sorry.
And Jeff... Jeff Workers Comp Gross is going to be here.
Ooh, my man.
We have an action-packed show. We're taking questions. We're going to, but we're also going to be giving away some gift cards during the show.
Stuff?
Yeah, we got some
goodies.
Heavy giveaways. Heavy giveaways. Man. You could be leaving here with a pocket full of cash. So, yeah, and by the way, It's holiday bonus week here.
Ooh.
At the firm.
Look at this. Look at this, man.
It's holiday bonus.
Hold it. Don't be rolling out like that.
It's holiday. You know, that's what you want to know why Dean was late. I had to get into the safe this morning.
You mean the one where they back up the truck? Y'all should see the boy flash. Man,
yo, he was taking
that
out the Brinks truck. That's
stop
what
that,
it was.
Man.
All right, so 215-227-2727. You got to call that number. We're going to get you tickets to the holiday show next week. We're going to bring you and your loved one. You can have two tickets each. Everybody who gives us a call gets a ticket. Call for two tickets, 215-227-2727. But you got to get here at 8:45 next Saturday morning so that we can get you seated in the studio on time for the live show. It's going to be a fantastic event.
Like, what in the elf and bad Santa is going on?
And we got food and beverages. We've got a whole spread.
Nice, like,
spread,
right?
Oh man, it's going to be wonderful. That's what's happening next week. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, give us a call. You're getting in. You're going to be a part of the live show. 215-227-2727. All right, let's take to Joseph on line one.
Let me guess.
Joseph.
Yes, good morning, Dean and the firm. This is something of an employment law question, and I wanted to get it in when you had your expert on employment law several weeks ago. But it's just
wait,
my perception.
Joe, my expert on employment law is going to be here next week for the live show. You want to get two tickets to the live
come,
show?
Yeah,
you got to come.
Oh, yeah, wow.
I talked to Sarah already. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, he's hooked up. All right, what's your question?
So this is about perception, as I said. And if I remember correctly, given all the high marks that Kevin Bethel has and has in terms of his work performance, it surrounds the issue of, if I remember correctly, and maybe Manuel can tell me more or really correct me, he left the Philadelphia Police Department under the cloud of him not getting the position when it was going to be given, and it was given to Kevin Ross, if I'm not mistaken. So he left.
Richard Ross.
I'm sorry. So how ceremoniously he left, I can't tell you. But I know he did leave, and he went to the school district. Great. And spent 5 years here. From a perception perspective, Dean, does one, particularly the mayoral elect, do you go back into your rank and file of any form and select that person that left you and bring him into your fold in terms of a new administration? It's just a perception. Given his high marks and given all of his praise that's justified, do you do that in a realistic way in terms of leadership, in quotes, leadership? The other part to this is if you go by an employment structure, just think of Sherelle Parker being the first mayor in terms of a woman for our city of Philadelphia, African-American at that. And then also think of the newly elected city council president, Kenyatta Johnson. What does that look like to you? So at one end of that spectrum, there's baggage. At Sherelle's end, there's no baggage at all. It's just perception. And it all is under what I'm concerning about in the employment look. How does it look? That's what I'm asking.
I think, Kevin, Joe, you went a little bit deeper than most folks would go, but I'm glad you did. What I see right now are a group of people who have great relationships with each other and know how to get things done. Kevin Bethel left, but the same person that got the job recommended him back to Sherelle Parker, Richard Ross, as well as Ramsey, said, this is the guy. I can tell you on the street, the rank and file, he's the guy. I can tell you Kevin Bethel knows where every nook and cranny of Philadelphia is. He's been here. He's lived there. He's been there. He's done that. He is sincere. And, of course, now they got to prove their worth. I think perceptionally it looks like Merrick Parker listened to people, use which rare in politics, some common sense, and realize that this is the guy that everyone will follow and listen to. There are two types of people, one who see a parade, start walking and get in front of it, and people who start walking in a parade forms. Kevin Bethel is the guy the parade form is behind. I think it looks good. But let's see. Hey, listen, they got to prove it. They got a great shot.
And so if you dive down into Joe's question, she is not one at this point to put form over substance. So some people may have had a feeling like, oh, well, you left and you're.
Well, he didn't leave her. It was another mayor.
Right.
She was, wait a minute, and she was in council. I remember she was in council up in Harrisburg when that happened, but he didn't leave her. He went to the school district. He stayed in Philadelphia, worked with the school district.
And she's looking at the substance of the man.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not the politics of why he left or how he left, and is focused on who can do the best job for the city of Philadelphia. Let's give that person a shot.
Sounds like she listened to the advice of a lot of good people in her transition team and around her, and this was the consensus. But we will see. I just think it looks like it was the right thing to do at the right time, and timing is everything.
All right, Joseph, okay. We're going to see you next weekend.
Yes, I hope so. To it.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
Take care. See you then. 215-227-2727, the number for all things
legal. By the way,
legal.
Don't, when you flash and stuff like that, beware of ski masks.
Ski masks. Funny you should mention that. There was a vote. I don't know if our listeners have been paying attention to this. But there was legislation raised in city council by a new city council
Anthony
member.
Phillips.
And he has designed a new law which makes it illegal in the city of Philadelphia to wear a full ski mask that would hide your identity to those around you. And more importantly, to the cameras we all pass by every day.
Yep, every day, everywhere.
I call it the anti-ninja policy.
So what is it? What is the policy? Philadelphia Council passed legislation to ban ski masks in some public spaces. Supporters say the legislation will increase public safety amid high violent crime. Opponents argue it will unfairly target people without proof of any wrongdoing. The measure would ban ski masks or balaclavas in public spaces like schools, recreation centers, parks, city-owned buildings, and on public transportation. It defines the garment as a close-fitting covering over the head with only holes for the eyes, nose, or mouth. If you wear such a device and you're in a forbidden zone, you can get a ticket of up to $250. But more importantly, you will be immediately stopped, and you can be then questioned. And depending on the circumstances surrounding that stop and investigation, you may be arrested for another reason.
Because there's probable cause.
Because there was probable cause to stop you for the violation of the ski mask law. Once they stop you for the ski mask law, all bets are off. Then other crimes can come to pass. How does the firm feel about that?
Who wants to go first?
Oh, I'll go first.
Absolutely.
I absolutely support it. for the simple fact that, you know, criminals are emboldened when they have, when they're able to hide themselves behind a ski mask. So we need to, you know, I support the bill 100%. You know, I always said, you know, if a guy's wearing a ski mask and, you know,
and
hoodie,
he's not skiing.
Guess what? And not
and
skiing.
And dressed in all black.
Dressed in all black and got a hoodie on and sweatpants on in 70, 80 degree weather. That's to me, that's probable cause.
Man. You're up to no good. Is that what you're up to? No good.
I mean, yeah.
Say it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and everybody's talking about being targeted. I mean, if you look the part, you could be targeted. And wearing a ski mask is an accessory to crime. Wearing a ski mask.
All right.
Thank you.
Go for it.
There is a certain generation that looks at this and goes, what in the one Adam 12 are you people thinking? You only wear a ski mask.
One Adam 12.
If you're going to rob a bank, stick up a gas station, or if it's cold and you're skiing. Here's the side that folks who aren't on the street, like your brother is, Point Breeze, where the council president is from, knows. These kids talk a lot of stuff online. They talk so much stuff online that when they go out in public, they're afraid someone's going to recognize them from their IG page, their TikTok. So they go out and they put on these disguises. They travel in packs for those reasons so that no one knows it's them who was talking all that you-know-what, pissed off somebody else you-know-where, and now they want to fire into a crowd. That's why they fire into the crowd, because they can't recognize who really said it. They just figure it's somebody in disguise who talked a bunch of stuff online, thus the shiesties, thus dressing like a ninja from the Marvel Cinematic Universe in 80-degree weather. You have to see it from all sides. The other side is the advocates. Oh, they clearly are suffering from some form of mental health. You need therapy to dress like this and this time of year. And these kids need counseling. Let me tell you why this is now weak, guys. Even the advocates have had enough, because the advocates themselves have suffered pain, loss, have been murdered, women, children, babies killed, crossfire, gunfire. Even the people that would normally stand up for these kids and say, oh, no, I'm done. It's over. It's a wrap. Ma Parker is coming in to wreck shop. It's not going to be pretty. So is the police chief. You better get your badass, you know what's off the street. Let them know what the law is. You see what they pointed out, all the areas where there have been shootings and violence. And who hangs around in all these places that are banned? Kids dressed like ninjas, regardless of the time of year. It's an idea whose time has come. It's run out.
But let me just add this.
Lock them up.
If an advocate is going to say mental health,
mm-hmm.
How about it being available?
Thank you.
You know, you can't, it's easy to say mental health, but it's hard to actually get mental health.
That too. We have to start somewhere. I've been watching this for a long time. Every time we get something that begins to work, here comes somebody crying, wait, don't, well, not that hard. Don't hurt them like that. Look,
yeah.
We all had parents. We all pushed our parents to a limit where our parents are, enough. That's my boy, my girl. It's time to lay hands or whatever. That time has come. All right? It's come. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It is what it is. That time has come. And you got the right folks. Let me just say this. Jarrell Parker is going to be the Connie Clayton of City Hall, and her room number is 215.
215-227-2727. What do you think about the ski mask ban? And do you need tickets for next week? Give that number a call, because we're going to go on a two-minute break for our sponsors. Give you a chance to call in at 215-227-2727, and we'll be back in 2 minutes. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
When we say winning matters most, we mean it. My Philly lawyer just helped secure an $80 million victory for a client suffering from a defective medical product. Whether it's a motor vehicle, workplace, or medical malpractice injury, My Philly lawyer gets results.
If you've been injured and want aggressive, thoughtful, thorough representation, call My Philly lawyer first.
Philly's legal champions. 215-227-2727. My Philly lawyer. When winning matters most.
I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
More legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
Good morning and welcome back. I'm Dean Weitzman. This is Court Radio every morning, every Saturday morning from 9 to 5 a.m., 9 to 10 a.m.
Wake up, Dean.
Yeah,
wake up.
Really.
Wake up.
And we are here to answer your legal questions and to talk about politics and cultural events that are occurring around the town. And I want to just start the half hour off by saying next Saturday we have a live Court Radio show right here in the studios at 555 City Ave. And you will be admitted, you and a guest will be admitted if you'd like to attend. We're going to have food, fun, and fellowship. We're going to be talking the law. We're going to be answering our studio's legal questions. We are going to thank our loyal listeners. We're having a full spread of food. I've got giveaways. You're going to get Court Radio.
Goodie bags. Goodie something.
The new Court Radio T-shirts are going to be hot off the presses.
I love it.
It's a whole party atmosphere that's going to be happening here next Saturday. And we want as many of our real, regular Court Radio listeners to attend as possible. I know it's a difficult burden to task to get through on a Saturday morning to be here around 8:45 next Saturday.
It'll be so much fun.
But yeah, it's gonna be a wild time. So you're gonna miss it out. If you don't get here, you're gonna be sorry. So give us a call because we need to get your name on a list so that you can have these tickets. 215-227-2727. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of fun.
Dean, speaking of shiesty, those 49er fans did it again.
What'd they do?
They put their jersey on the Rocky statue in Philly. Or somebody did.
I will be in attendance.
I knew it.
I will be in attendance. Yes, sirree, Bob.
They are talking so much stuff, man.
I will be in my own private suite at the football game tomorrow. And I tell you, when I'm in the stadium, the Eagles don't lose.
Is that true?
It is true. I have never seen a losing game at the stadium.
Live. When you're there, they win.
Yes.
All right.
So I don't know if I'm going to move the line right now, the odds line, because the Eagles are actually getting 3 points.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. At home.
At home.
No respect.
None.
And now
you put a jersey on the Rocky statue. What do y'all think is going to happen? That line's going to move, Dean.
It's going to move. Well, Weitzman's is going to be on the field tomorrow. So if you want to get to the game, if you think that the Eagles might have a shot at winning this, I'm increasing their odds by personally attending, bringing the entire legal profession to the stadium tomorrow.
Two words: Jalen Hurts, man.
Jalen Hurts.
He's that dude. He's that guy. I'm sorry.
He finds a way.
That's all you want. And that's all you want to do is win. That's all that matters. Folks, forget this, Dean. And I'm sorry for this quick tangent. Every team that plays the Eagles now is bringing their best game. Every team they play against, because the Eagles are the best team in football. So this is the NFL. All these teams are good. And when they rise to the occasion of playing with the Eagles, you're going to get the games you're getting. And everything they throw at them, the Eagles throw it back and figure out a way to win. That says Super Bowl to me, man.
Do you know what they did for the week following the 49ers?
What's that?
They bumped the Eagles from Sunday to Monday night. That's how much respect the league has for the Eagles. They know they draw viewership.
That's it.
And they bumped them into primetime Monday night football. Now, for the Eagles, I don't know if they had to agree to this or not, but they don't get a choice. They're going to get a day less rest for the following week.
Right.
I guess they figure they get also
a day more rest from the previous.
Yeah.
This is the gauntlet, man. We're in the middle of the gauntlet.
Yeah.
It was going to happen.
Well, good things will come to those who are prepared, and I'm sure he's going to get the team prepared for both of those games.
It's going to be one heck of a game, but we're going to win.
I agree with you. The greatest team in football right now is either the Eagles or the 49ers.
Both.
We're
going
to find out tomorrow night. 215-227-2727. You want to get those tickets for the live show? You better call now. The lines are lit.
The lines are hot. They're blazing, man. Look at this.
Sarah's gathering up information. And listen, if you don't get through today, and I want to make sure people get to this live show, because we have about 40 seats for the live show, okay? You got to email me at dean@myphillylawyer.com. Dean, D-E-A-N, @myphillylawyer.com. And I will make sure Sarah gets that email and that you're invited to the live show. We don't want to leave anybody out who truly is a Court Radio fan and wants to be here. You're going to get to meet me. You're going to meet Saul. You're going to meet Jeff Gross. And we're going to answer your legal questions. We're going to have fun. We've got things to give away. And it's going to be a fellowship and camaraderie that I think is going to be really set the holiday season off in the right direction.
We can't convince Jack to come through.
Jack's down in Florida, but I don't know.
He might come up for this.
He might. All right.
Jack's fun.
I'm gonna try to get Jack here.
Get these two in a room together. Now it's a party.
215-227-2727. The number.
Remember when you said legal. You hadn't been to the movies in a long time?
I did.
An actual theater. In fact, you go all the time, right?
I went this week.
When I was young, this was the holiday season with my mom or my dad. We'd go to the movies, and I was reminding somebody, you know what I watched last night? Oliver, the musical.
Yes.
I went to see that after the Thanksgiving Day parade, Eric Terminer with my mom. And there's a new series on, I think it's Prime, called The Artful Dodger. What happened when The Artful Dodger grew up? And what happened with Fagin? And what happened with Oliver Twist? And you know what? It was daggone good. So just something. Just remind me of the holidays.
You remind me.
Lit Brothers, The Enchanted Village.
Of a wonderful memory of mine.
What's that?
My sister, may her soul rest in peace, Ellen, took me down at Christmas time to see the Snoopy movie at the Milgram.
The Milgram
Theater.
It was Chestnut.
At around 15th
Milgram
Street.
Milgram was on Market Street.
Was it?
It was the Milgram was Market Street. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
The Fox, the Milgram.
You got to be your age to
our age, Dean,
have this conversation.
Go ahead.
There was a lot of theaters in and around Philadelphia.
The Duke, the Duchess, the Milgram, the Fox, the folks on the line know these theaters. But yeah, there were. That's all there were.
And it was so exciting
mm-hmm.
to get your bag of popcorn.
Yeah.
And to have a room full of people.
In a big theater.
In a big theater.
Big chandelier.
Now.
Real drapes.
That's what
curtains.
We're going to have next week. For the Court Radio Show.
What, in the aluminum Christmas tree?
we're having a group get together that has a common interest. And we get to feed off of one another. And it's just going to be wild times. That hour is going to fly by.
It is. That's the sad thing.
Yeah.
You're going to look up and go, what? Time to go.
But it's not going to end at the end of the hour because we got food. We got drinks. People can mill around.
And Dean does not go cheap on the food, y'all. Y'all need to know that.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
You're good eating.
We're going to have a great time. 215-227-2727. You want to come next week? You better call or email us because that's the only way you're getting in the door. If your name's not on the list, unfortunately, because we have to pre-screen everybody nowadays.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
Trust me when I tell you, folks, you want to be vaccinated and boosted, by the way. I've always been a fan of vaccinations, but now even more so. Dina tell you, Tactica tell you, I stay in shape all the time. This thing knocked me on my you-know-what. And I was self-quarantined. I did a lot of reading, a lot of watching stuff, and a lot of reflection. Had I not been vaccinated or boosted, this thing could kill you. It'll take you out. That was the worst headache and fever I've ever had.
Quinzel Champagne, my dear friend, was one of the first to go in March of 2020 from COVID. And Charles Drake after him. There were some good men and
women. The
man
that started me in radio, Cody Anderson, COVID took him out.
Yeah.
Really good people. Get vaccinated. I've been hearing this anti-vaxxer stuff since I've been reading about it since 1912 here in Philadelphia, yellow fever. There's always these anti-vaxxers, and you're always wrong.
Yeah.
Unless you're allergic to a vaccination, get vaccinated, please.
It increases your odds of success, It's just one more tool in the toolbox.
That's all it really is. It's strengthening. Listen, it doesn't mean you won't get the virus. It means you won't succumb to the virus. You won't die.
I assure you that government is not implanting listening devices into your body because of a vaccine.
Wait, okay? And the giant Jewish space laser isn't really pointing down at it?
There's no Jewish space lasers pointing down.
You sure, Dean? You won't tell us about it, Dean.
100% positive.
All right, Dean.
All right. So, and listen, even if they are, there's probably not a heck of a lot that you got to worry about that they're listening to.
Can I say something really stupid? Folks, if there really was a giant Jewish space laser, don't you think they would have taken out Hamas by now with it? Stop.
Don't confuse the argument with logic. Please, stop that. But that's what, Trumpism brought us. Was the a increase in loony thinking? We don't need another 4 years of that. And let me tell you something. He said it, and he's a man of his word. If anything else, we may never get him out of office once he's in.
He's never leaving. That's the plan. He wants to be like Putin. That's his hero. They are talking about deporting 10 million people. That's real. Steve Bannon said that. This is on Trump's agenda. 10 million people kicked out of America. Now, certain people hear that and hear a certain thing. They have memories of a certain country and a certain element that killed half of their population. That's just them. But Native Americans hear something, too. What, again? Black folks hear something. You mean you're going to get rid of 10 million people? Who the hell do you think you are? Have y'all forgotten what this country was founded on? Do you remember why these pilgrims came over here in the first place? Religious persecution.
Yes, religious persecution and religious freedom to practice any religion or none at all.
Exactly.
Or none at all. 215-227-2727. We have your legal answer. If you've got an issue, bring it up. We will give you the answer. You know, a friend of mine, Ron Bailey, who's the general manager of the Valley Forge Casino, and a brother. Yesterday, he and I were together, and he had watched a TikTok of mine where I was talking about a gentleman who had a lawsuit, who had a case, who was involved in an accident and was injured. His injuries were not life-threatening. They were not serious injuries. They were soft tissue injuries, but he suffered with them for about 6 months. That case settled for $22,000. Okay, he went to the doctor a couple times a week for about 6 months. His medical bills were paid. He got $22,000 in pain and suffering money. If, and it's only because he listened to me and he moved from a limited tort to a full tort policy.
Oh,
if he had had, if he had had a limited tort policy, his case was worth zero. Goose egg. But because he had a full tort policy, and only because he had a full tort policy, his case resolved for $22,000. That money that he got for his pain and suffering for that 6 months was enough to pay for the full tort policy for the rest of his life. One case. One. And so
that's what you do, Dean.
That's why insurance companies love to sell unwitting customers limited tort policies, because they know they'll never be able to use them. So, yes, it cost him, because last night, Ron, here's the segue. Ron and I sat down with his policy on his phone. He pulled it up, and with a couple of keystrokes on his phone, I was able to change his policy, because here this is a general manager of the nice large casino in Philadelphia, Valley Forge Casino, just outside of Philly, and he had a limited tort policy because he didn't know any better. He was coming from out of state, and he's transferred here from down south. He didn't know what tort was.
They don't have those issues down there. Huh?
And we were able, with a couple keystrokes, to change him from limited tort to full tort, and it ended up costing him an extra, and I bumped him from a $100,000 policy to a $300,000 policy. Okay, so God forbid if he's in an accident, he has up to $3,000 in coverage for himself. That ended up costing him $250 every 6 months. $250 every 6 months to have full tort and tripled his coverage. Now, I'm not suggesting everybody needs to go out and get a $300,000 policy if you can't afford it, but I am telling you that it is not a lot of money extra to have the right coverage. And the insurance companies kind of hide the ball on that.
Not their job to tell you this, right?
So that you have something which looks like, which keeps you legal, but you can never really use to your benefit.
So it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Amen.
All right.
215-227-2727. Speaking of casinos, there's
explains a lot this morning, by the way.
There's an yeah, I did have a good night last night.
I figured you did.
You know, and I believe in sharing the largesse. Yeah, I did have a good night. Thank you very much, Valley Forge Casino.
What is your game of choice again, Dean?
I am a cold, hard blackjack player.
Ah.
I know the game very well. I know every rule of the game. I know when to hit, when to stick, when to split, when to double down. I know everything about blackjack. I read every book that they've written about blackjack.
That's going to be your YouTube channel?
It's not even gambling when I play. Because the outcome is predetermined that I'm going to win.
He's going to call it, you don't know blackjack.
You don't. What do you prefer? You against just the dealer, all the seats, or you against with a bunch of folks together? What do you prefer?
Stop.
All right.
Stop.
Okay.
When I play blackjack in any casino in the world, I play at my own private table.
Ooh.
There is no guests.
What in the rare air? Turn on the humidifier.
There is no guest. The table is locked down. It is Dean's table.
So it's just one of those, Mr. Weitzman's playing.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're like family. The dealers want me to win. Everybody wants me to win because, you know, I'm a nice
guy. I'm going to ask you something. What level are you? You know where I'm going, tactic. Are you George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Ocean 11 level card player? Where once you sit down at the table with Ed Norton and Matt Damon, for instance, in the movie Rounders, best poker movie ever. Are you those guys, or are you the, which dude are you?
I'm those guys on steroids.
Okay. That's all I want to know.
All right.
Okay.
I'm those guys on steroids. I mean, you know, they bring the stanchions and the ropes to close the table down. Okay? We've got separate security behind me to keep the people at bay.
Look at you, man. How come blackjack hasn't risen to where poker is as it relates to TV and watching that on TV the way we watch poker? What do you think?
Yeah,
it's just as intense.
It is. Maybe more. It's like poker on, you know, crack.
36 in the stall? How many decks in the stall?
Six decks.
Wow.
Six decks normally.
Wow.
Hand shuffled because of, you know, my level of play. But,
okay.
You know,
it's thick today.
Out on the casino floor, you might find an auto shuffler. But that's the way it is. We got to take a quick break. If you're on the line and want to talk to us, stay tuned. We'll be right back. 215-227-2727 is the number for all things legal. See you back here in 2 minutes. I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
When we say winning matters most, we mean it. My Philly Lawyer just helped secure an $80 million victory for a client suffering from a defective medical product. Whether it's a motor vehicle, workplace, or medical malpractice injury, My Philly Lawyer gets results.
If you've been injured and want aggressive, thoughtful, thorough representation, call My Philly Lawyer first.
Philly's legal champions. 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer. When winning matters most.
I grew up here, went to school here, raised my kids here. I know Philly, and Philly knows me. I started My Philly Lawyer because if you've been injured, your lawyer matters, and choosing someone local matters. It matters to the insurance company, it matters to the jury, and most importantly, your lawyer matters when it comes to getting results. If you've been injured, call us now, 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
I'm Dean Weitzman. If you have a history of using chemical hair straighteners and have been diagnosed with uterine or endometrial cancer, call My Philly Lawyer now at 215-227-2727. Frequent use of chemical hair relaxers can double the risk of uterine and endometrial cancer. If you've been affected, we will fight for you. Call 215-227-2727. My Philly Lawyer, when winning matters most.
Need more legal answers? Here's more Court Radio with your host, Dean Weitzman.
All right, we're going to take a quick caller.
Please.
And then we're going to finish up on our show here. And I want to give one last reminder to our loyal listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Next Saturday is a live show right here in the studio.
You love it.
There's a huge studio. It's beautiful. There's going to be seating for about 40 people. It's not that much. So if you want to go, you better call or email me at dean@myphillylawyer.com. We'll get you and a friend and a loved one into the studio where you can ask your legal questions in person. We're going to have food, fun, and fellowship. We're going to have some great giveaways, and you're going to be a part of Court Radio history. So please, if you want to go, do not postpone calling or emailing us today. We're going to finish up this list. It's going to be a sellout crowd. And you can be a part of the fun. All right, let's talk to Renee on line 3, Eric. Oh, Renee.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good morning. We're doing great. We're having a lot of fun today. What's happening in your world, dear?
Dean, I want to thank you so much. I tell you, about a year ago, I was listening to your station, and you know Jack Myers?
Yeah,
a little
that's
bit.
My man.
Yeah, we're going to try to get Jack in for that live show next week, by the way.
That's my guy. I was listening to your show, and he was promoting houses. He could get people in houses. I met with Jack Meyer from your show, and I settled in April.
Whoa. Mazel tov.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And that was not solicited. We had no idea.
No. Yeah. Nothing's scripted here on Core Radio.
Can't you tell?
Yeah. So are you in your house now for the holidays, Renee?
Oh my gosh, I just had some great Christmas party. I mean, new Thanksgiving parties. I'm having a great Christmas party coming up. Nice. And I owe it all to you, and I thank you so much, Dean. And Miguel, I thank you for
all right.
Thank you so much.
That's good.
All right, Renee, please try to get here next week. I'm gonna fly Jack up from Florida, who's just to see you.
Yeah. Okay. I'll try my best. I work on the weekends. But Dean, I do have a question though. I'm a delivery driver. What would happen? I'm under their umbrella insurance. What would happen, Lord forbid, if I got into an accident, how would I be covered if I was seriously hurt?
Well, that is a very good question, and I need to look at your policies. You may have a personal policy, and if they know that you're making deliveries, they may cover you. Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, they also have policies for their agents who are doing the deliveries. You may be covered under that policy. That is the kind of question where you need to send me your policies to my email so that I can review it all and make sure that you have adequate coverage and that there's not going to be nobody coming to take your house away from you. God forbid you have a serious accident. You send me the policies. I'll do the review and analysis, and I'll get back to you.
But if she's not at fault.
Of course.
Guess what? If she's not at fault and she's injured doing the job, that might be workers' comp, too.
It may be, but workers' comp is not yet recognized in Pennsylvania as a viable claim against these, what do you call them?
Like, but she says she's a delivery driver. You say you're a delivery driver, right?
Yes.
For whom? Yes.
For a pharmacy.
Aha.
Ah, okay. So, yeah. Definitely, we want that. Then you may be a workers' comp claim because if you're an employee of the pharmacy, but depends on how they structure the deal. Mm-hmm. They could keep you to be in like an independent contractor where they don't take taxes out, and then all of a sudden you may not be workers' comp, and you better have the right coverage. So again.
Would that be coverage for my own policy, my policy that I have on my cars?
It could be. It could be coverage under your own policy if and only if you've notified your insurance carrier that you're using your car for business. Because if they don't know that, they could disclaim coverage and you may be out of luck. So, I need to see all your policies that cover you, and I need to make sure that you've gotten the right coverage, told them the whole story, and then I'll know if you're protected or exposed.
Okay.
If you're naked or you're dressed.
I'm dressed. I promise you, I'm dressed.
All right, Renee. All right. Send me your policies on my email to dean@myphillylawyer.com.
I will be.
Have a great Saturday, Renee. Thanks for being a listener. All right. Bye. Be well.
That's a good call, man.
That was
still
worth
a good call.
The 8 minutes. I got a quick story.
What's that?
Thursday night, Dean is in a poker game. I have been in this poker game. I smoke at my cigar club, Cigar Republic. Great cigar club, by the way. If you're ever in Conshohocken, stop by to Cigar Republic on a Thursday. I'm there. You will not be disappointed. Top-notch cigar club.
All right.
And they're open to the public as well. You just sit in
Conshohocken.
You sit in the public space, and I'm in the VIP space. But, you know, I...
Will you stop coming across as this elitist? Just stop it. Stop it.
Champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
There's a guy in my card game, Mike. Mike W. I won't give his full name. Mike W., who said to me he could take me down this year. He could win more money this year than I could win.
Playing what?
poker. We play hold'em. And he, every week, we keep track of how much money I make and how much money he makes or loses. And he was ahead of me by $200 2 weeks ago. But today, after two more weeks, he's $4,000 in the hole.
Look at God.
He can never catch me. I am the greatest poker player of all time.
Yeah, but he's the gingerbread man of poker.
My man.
Folks, I'll see you next Saturday right here at the studio. All you got to do is give us a call or email me to dean@myphillylawyer.com. I really am looking forward to it. The firm will be here. Saul will be here. Jeff will be here, and maybe even Jack Myers. We'll see you next Saturday, live and in the show for Court Radio. Have a great week.